It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great Amber May show. Is here with topics you like out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Welcome back to the Amber May Show. Hey, we're talking to Remnant again this week. And if you missed last week's episode, I'd like you to hop back on my website, theambermayshow.com. Go to my podcast page and go back after you're done listening to the show. Go back to that show so you don't miss anything about his story. So we're talking to Remnant. He's telling me about his life. We're talking about his life, where he came from, where he is today, and how he came out to write this album, Pursuit of the Red Letters. And, you know, when we deal with this life, there's so many hard things that we have to deal with.
That isn't that kind of like somewhat of a burden off your shoulders now? It's not just you that has to take care of you. That, yeah, you
absolutely
should.
Is.
I mean, you should go get your job, obviously. Yeah. But, you know, at the end of the day, when all of the cards fall down and you just don't know where to turn because nothing's working out, because a lot of stuff is out of our control.
So much is out of our control.
You know the one who has all the control. So that has to be somewhat of a
I mean, it's a big burden off your shoulders. I mean, I think as Steve was talking about, Pastor Steve was talking about in church today, like, we worry so much mm-hmm. about earthly things, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, we worry about everything. And I used to do the same thing. I'm stressed about everything. And I was talking about this with my friend earlier today. We stress about the things, and we make these, you know, finances or material things or just the simple earthly things just envelop us, mm-hmm. you know? We lose sleep at night over
That's
it,
right.
you know? You know, and it's like,
that we don't... That shouldn't control you, just like shouldn't. Pastor Steve said. If absolutely. You go to bed thinking about it and you wake up thinking about it, there's something wrong.
There's absolutely something wrong, you know? And we don't belong to this earth.
No.
You know what I mean? And anything here is while we do need to work, we got to provide
sure.
for our family. That's not to say that that's not important, but if that is the main thing, if that's more important than anything, then you're completely backwards.
That's right.
And I was at one point for a long time.
So what got you into start reading the Bible? How did that all develop?
Well, you know what? Starting to read the Bible was a scary thing for me. And I know that sounds probably crazy, but I feel like as soon as I started reading it, you know, and when you do start reading it, you really start, it really points a finger at you, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you really gotta own some things in your life, you know? And I remember I started reading the New Testament. It started back getting myself in a, when I started going to reunion, mm-hmm. you know? I started going to reunion about a year ago after my godson Rylan was diagnosed with leukemia. And my godson, we were going through some just, you know, he's going through a traumatic experience in his life. And his father, Brad, had reached out to me and told me what was going on. And I remember getting the call. I remember running up to the hospital prior to that day, his father was always trying to, you know, get me to come to church. You know, hey, just, you know, come by. I'm going to be there on Sunday. He used to say that to me every week. Yeah, you know where I'll be on Sunday if you want to come by, right? And he knows me, though. We've known each other a long time, and he knows he can't push me. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna do it by any means other than my own. And so he'd always remind me. And that day when... I remember it was a Saturday. I went to the hospital and I saw so many people there. And that's where I first met Steve, our pastor. And I saw so many people there that I didn't expect to see, that I didn't even know. And then I didn't see a lot of people that I thought I would. You know, friends that we had, you know, that Brad and I had shared. I saw all these people from reunion, though. I didn't know they were from reunion, but... Saw all these people and just coming and just giving for no other purpose, no self-serving reason, no what are you going to do for me, but just wanting to see their child get through this experience. And, you know, before I go even further, I mean, Rylan has battled and is in remission now. And he's winning this battle through God's grace. So this is, again, not a pity story, because that little boy has encouraged a community. And he's encouraged me. He showed me more strength than I even thought I had. You know what I mean? And so what started with me just kind of wanting to go to church just to kind of support my brother, you know, just kind of, you know, be there for him, turned into a whole nother thing, you know. I went to church, honestly, the first day I went to church with Reunion, it was just to go with Brad and just to be there for his family. I feel like I owed it to him, you know what I mean? He's going through a horrible thing right now, right? And that ended up being what saved me, you know. That little boy, his family, this community, how much love was just being thrown around for no other reason than to love somebody, which is the whole point. It just showed me a different light. Because when I grew up, if someone was doing something nice for you, they wanted something. Mm-hmm. And I grew up believing that. If you ever reached your hand out to me to give me something, I wanted to know what was in the other hand.
So sad, because the Bible teaches that love gives without expecting anything in return.
Yeah. So that's the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that. Had never read it. Mm-hmm. And so again, what started me there, and I heard one sermon from Pastor Steve and got me there the next week. And then the next week, before you know it, I'm wanting to be there on Wednesdays. Before you know it, I'm wanting to go to events. I'm wanting to be a part of more things. And I just started seeing an even bigger change in me, even bigger than what had happened when my son was born. And when that all went down, it wasn't immediately that I started reading the Bible, you know. I was just kind of there, and I was just feeling the love and giving love and enjoying it. And then that's when me and Brad started trying to do some Bible study. He said, you know, well, let's start sitting down once a week and start reading the Bible and then going over some stuff. And when we did, we started with the New Testament. Right. And let me tell you, when you start reading what Jesus tells us and the red letters that Jesus speaks to us, it'll check you real quick. And it's hard to read. It really is. And I think that's the point, you know. And as I'm reading these words, I saw that, you know, just what's expected of us, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's so hard when you've grown up and lived such a selfish lifestyle and a self-serving lifestyle. I mean, that same sentence that I said to you, you know, anytime someone did good for me, I wanted to know what they wanted. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with me. If I was doing something good for you, it's because I had an ulterior motive. Me, myself, and I. You know what I mean? If I was going to hook you up with something, I only did it because I knew you were going to hook me up, or you were going to give me a piece of that pie, or you were going to do something. But it wasn't just to give it to you. Mm. I needed something in return. And that's the self-serving environment that a lot of our kids are growing up in.
That's right.
And that's the problem. And until I realized that it was a problem, I couldn't fix it. And I'll tell you what, you read the New Testament and it'll tell you some problems you got real quick.
And you know, the beautiful thing I like about the story is, it's not a story, it's real life, but you learn about this man named Jesus, and he never did anything to nobody. And at the
never
end
sinned.
Of the day, they wanted to kill him.
Yep.
And to me, that really affected my heart, that why would you want to kill someone that was so great, so wonderful, who cared about everybody? And that at the end, that just...
It breaks your heart.
Yeah, it does.
I know.
So I'm happy that, you know, you decided to pursue, you know, God gave you this talent, and you used to play in clubs, you used to play in places that you wouldn't want to bring your mother to, necessarily. Mm. But that doesn't mean that God didn't give you that talent, because he obviously did. Mm-hmm. And you can use that, your testimony, to affect other people that have been where you are. And that's why God gave us all these stories.
Mm.
I can't reach the people you can reach. You can't reach the people I can reach sometimes, you know?
Cause absolutely.
I can relate to some stories that you've never had to experience, and vice versa. And that's the beautiful thing about God uses us. He uses our past to make a difference in the present.
Absolutely.
And to fill the kingdom of God. And So I'm grateful for the talent that you have. Where can we get the album? Again, the name of the album, where can we purchase it?
Right now, the album's called Pursuit of the Red Letters. Mm-hmm. Again, it's based off love. It's based off of, you know, Jesus' last commandment to us, which was love each other, you know? And as simple as that commandment is, it's as hard as it could be to live, you know? It's hard to love everybody all the time. And I'm sure it's hard to love me. I'm sure I don't make it easy on people. And that's what really started this album. And as it started developing, that's what it came to be. But Pursuit of the Red Letters, again, is this, it's a pursuit, you know? None of us are ever going to be as perfect as Jesus. It won't happen. But the only thing we can do is pursue it. I'll be pursuing it till the day I die. Mm-hmm. It'd be ridiculous to believe I can fully envelop it. But that's as long as I have that guideline and I know that when I do mess up, which I will, I know that, okay, I have that in the back of my head, I do it to this day. I'll mess up and in the back of my head, I'm like, man, you just dropped the ball right there. You know what I mean? And I think we all do. And the more you read it, the more you'll get there. And so the album again is Pursuit of the Red Letters. And the website where you can get it from, is redlettertreatment.com. And the idea behind redlettertreatment.com is not just music, you know. Redlettertreatment.com is about giving people the red letter treatment. You know what I mean? It's love people, do something for somebody. The Bible says to give something to somebody that you know can't give it back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Do something for somebody that you know can't give it back. And I didn't, you know, not exactly in those words, but right, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, it's easy to lend money to somebody when you know you're going to get it back, some interest, right? Yeah. So what I wanted redlettertreatment.com to be about is giving back. One event that Reunion blessed me with being a part of was this last Friday. We did a backpack giveaway. And this was something I was blessed to be able to be a part of because they've already been doing it for the past few years out in Sunny Slope. Steve Williams and his wife and the whole Reunion community gave 300 backpacks full of supplies, school supplies out to kids. We had barbers cutting people's hair, kids' hair, getting them ready for school. A good friend of mine that I grew up with came out and was shaving, you know, cutting people's hair for no other reason than to help kids, you know. And I got to be a part of that. And that is what the basis of redlettertreatment.com is. You can get my album there, yes, but we're trying to build it out. It's about giving back. And that's what the end goal of that website is. If not a single CD is sold, the end game is to try to get people to treat people better. Every chance you can, just try your best.
That's right.
And it's not easy. I know it. We all know it. But we just got to try. And if we hold ourselves accountable, we'll get better.
That's right.
And we'll get better and we'll get better and we'll always get better. We'll never be the best, but we'll get better. And so that's the main thing. Again, it's Pursuit of the Red Letters, the album. I love it. It means the world to me. I love feedback, too. You can go on the website and you can email us, give us feedback. There's going to be a clothing line come out. We're going to have shirts, and it's all about pursuing the red letters. It's the whole point. And that's what the website means to me right now, and it's just starting out. It's not built out completely, but it's got the start that we need, and we're just going to put more events on there. We got a Boys and Girls Club event we're going to be doing in September, but that's all it's going to be about, you know. And so that's essentially it. I'm trying to work on getting on iTunes and, you know, Amazon and stuff like that, and that'll be there soon. But right now you can get it right from your smartphone or your computer, instantly downloaded right to your phone or your computer from redlettertreatment.com. And just click buy an album and it's right there.
It's a great album. I've heard several tracks on it. It's really great. I would encourage you guys to get a hold of it. Thank you so much, Remnant, for coming on the program today.
Thank you for having me.
And remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you.
Absolutely.